St. Paul writes, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear friends in Christ, the season of Advent invites us to prepare our hearts for the coming of Christ, his arrival as a child in Bethlehem, his presence among us today, and his glorious return. It's been our focus this entire Advent season. For it is a season of waiting, hope, and anticipation. Yet if we're honest with ourselves, this time of year can also be marked with great anxiety. The busyness of schedules, the pressure of expectations, and the weight of personal struggles can often overshadow the peace Advent promises and brings. In our epistle today, Paul offers us a lifeline for such moments. He writes, "Do not be anxious about anything." At first glance, this command seems impossible. How can we not worry? You might have bills to pay, relationships to mend, health concerns that might be lingering. Yet Paul is not dismissing the reality of our struggles. Instead, he is pointing us to a greater reality. He's pointing us today to the faithfulness of our God. Paul continues. He says, "In everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." Here lies the antidote to our anxiety: prayer. Paul invites us to bring everything, everything. Your fears, hopes, joys, and even your burdens. To bring them all to God in prayer. But notice the spirit in which we are to pray. And it's even more impossible with thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is not reserved for the moments when life is perfect. Rather, it is an act of trust, a declaration that even in the midst of uncertainty, we believe in the goodness of God. When we give thanks, we acknowledge that God has been faithful in the past and trust that he is being faithful to us now as well into the future. And what is the result of such prayer? Well, Paul assures us right into the next verse, "The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." This is not a fleeting peace tied to our circumstances. It is deep. It is a deep, abiding peace, a gift from God that anchors us even in the midst of the worst storms of life. During Advent, we are reminded that this peace is not abstract. It is embodied in Jesus Christ, the babe born in the manger. He is the Prince of Peace, the one who reconciles us back to God and to one another. Through his life, death, and resurrection, he has secured for us a peace that the world cannot give. As we light the candles on the Advent wreath and reflect on Christ coming again to us, let us remember that that's the same Jesus who calmed the storm with a simple word, that's the same Jesus who's present with us now. He hears our prayers. He knows our needs. And he offers to you peace. So as we wait for his return, let us heed Paul's words. Lay your anxieties before the Lord. give thanks for his faithfulness, and because of that, receive his peace. Receive his peace today. In doing so, we prepare not only our homes, but also our hearts to receive the King of Kings. As Paul says, may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, surpasses all of your burdens, may that peace of God guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. In the same holy name of Jesus, and all of God's people said, amen. And the peace of God, which does surpass all human understanding, guard your hearts and lives in and through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. We continue by singing our post-sermon hymn, hymn 348, and as we sing that hymn, we return our offerings to the Lord. Do note and make mark of your attendance in the fellowship pads at the end of your pew.